sit here. Standing under here on the scattered leaves and dusty gravel, I could almost believe I'm in Paris or some other grand city, some place I've not been to yet. I might travel a bit one day. My girls have both moved away. Sarah's at uni in Nottingham. Lizzie lives near London. Don't know if they'll ever come back. I can't imagine living anywhere else. Even the rain doesn't bother me. This town could be half made of rain. It soaks into your bones until your two parts drizzle. Maybe that's what weighs some of us down and keeps us here. It's not that I don't see all the empty shops and pawnbrokers, the crumbling buildings and graffiti, but the greyest days just make the bricks glow redder. Dad didn't want to be buried, said he couldn't bear the thought of it, not even to be near Mum. But he never made his mind up about where he wanted to go. He never told me what I should do. I've not been able to tell anyone where I've been keeping him. It's too ridiculous, and no one's ever asked. The girls were too young when he died to say anything to them about it,